Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. 2018 marked the 200th anniversary of Mary Shelley's horror story, Frankenstein. Creating the monster from body parts of the dead hinged on having a fresh brain.
But even as Dr. Frankenstein's assistant Igor harvested a brain from the graveyard, we knew they really couldn't bring the dead back to life.
Well, new work is making us question that possibility, which seems crazy, but scientists have restored some cell function in the brains of dead pigs.
Within 4 hours of death, they got 32 pig heads at a slaughterhouse and flushed them with cold solution in order to preserve the tissue. Back in the lab, they removed the brains and pumped them with nutrients, oxygen, and tissue-preserving chemicals.
They did this for 6 hours, and the brain showed remarkable preservation. Key molecular and cellular functions were present, even though electrical activity that defines a working brain wasn't.
Researchers actually weren't ready for the brains to show consciousness because of an ethical boundary. That's why they had treated the brains with lamotrigine, a drug that inhibits nerve cell activity.
However, they then took out individual cells from these brains and removed the nerve-inhibiting drug. These cells were able to produce electrochemical activity.
So, is it possible that consciousness could have been attained without the nerve-blocking drug? If so, could it sense distress or pain? If a human brain is resuscitated, would death be redefined? How would this impact organ donation?
Many scientific advances that bring answers also bring many questions. You can't get more dramatic than the ability to bring Frankenstein's monster back to life for real.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.